Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop.
I am not Brian Nolan. I am Adam Cheek. I was not here the last two episodes, but I am here. Brian is not this time around. But with us this time is Davey Siegel, who appeared on our Post-Road America podcast.
I guess it could be the Post-America podcast, given that it was after the July 4th race at Road America.
Davey, how you doing?
Doing well. I am also not Brian Nolan, so apologies to anybody who tuned in thinking that it was, but glad to be with you. Glad to be talking some stock car scoop action pre-Atlanta.
Starting off with Kyle Larson, because he's been on a tear as of late, had a couple of weeks where he didn't win a race, which was kind of a shocker for once. But he's actually seemed fallible these last couple of weeks after going on his winning streak. But the Cup Series heads back to Atlanta this Sunday. Larson led 269 laps there in the spring event and got passed for the win late by Ryan Blaney, kind of returning Larson to his bridesmaid role after he won at Las Vegas a couple of weeks before that. But do you think the number five team returns to their winning ways this week?
Hard to say no. I mean, anywhere you go these days in NASCAR Cup Series racing, Kyle Larson is the favorite for a reason. He has the fastest car. He's the fastest driver with some of, if not the fastest pit crew. And especially when you look at what happened earlier this season at Atlanta, Larson dominated the entire race. His tires just fell off at the end of the thing. So I think you'd be stupid to not put all your money on Larson if you want to make some money this weekend. But we've also seen that even when he has the best car and he does dominate, he may not always win the race. So you never know, especially Atlanta being a malleable surface. This is going to be the last race with this surface, which I'm sure we'll talk about here in a sec. But you never know what we'll see at Atlanta, especially if you get a late race caution or a restart that could spice things up at the end. Plus at Kansas too. I mean, he was dominating that race and a late race restart kind of thwarted his efforts there. So I would put my money on Larson, but you never know at the end of these things.
So you talked about the repay for Atlanta, and it's hard for me to disagree with Larson as well, but there's been even more chatter about it over the past few days. Are you a fan of the impending repave, or do you think the on-track product has been pretty solid recently?
Well, I'll get back to you in about 6 months or so to give you an accurate answer. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it goes. They needed to do something. You know, the cliche answer is, well, the drivers didn't want it repaved because it was fun to race on, but the fans didn't really have a great time watching it with this old worn-out surface. So it was inevitable, and they were just delaying the inevitable. So it was bound to happen at some point. Am I a fan of what they're doing? I don't know. I think we'll see next year whether or not the banking increase actually changes the racing, whether narrowing the surface does the same. I do know that the drivers are not happy about it. Denny Hamlin has been very outspoken, woke up and chose violence on Twitter this week. And for good reason, honestly. I think I fall somewhere in the middle, though. When you ask drivers what they want in a racetrack, they're going to tell you something that they would be good at. And from the track perspective, they basically said, we didn't really talk to the drivers because we don't want them to be comfortable. We want them to be uncomfortable. So I understand where everybody's coming from, but at the same time, drivers do know best and they know what puts on a good show. So I guess we'll see in about 4, 5, 6 months whether or not the Atlanta repave and reconfiguration, reprofiling, whatever you want to call it, actually works. And hopefully they'll be able to age the surface a little bit from when it first races until 5, 10 years down the road.
And Atlanta could play a big role in the playoff battle as well. There's a pretty big scuffle around this cut line for the final few postseason spots. Kurt Busch and Chris Busch are right at that line. Ross Chastain, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Matt DiBenedetto close behind them in the top 20. So do you think Kurt could hold on to that spot? Does Buescher jump into it, or might someone else jump into that with the win?
Well, if you asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said Chris Buescher has that on lock. But now seeing what Kurt's done the past 2 weeks, I think he's probably got it locked up now, because the one team has really come into their own lately. And it doesn't matter that CGR is getting sold at the end of the year. They're trying to make the playoffs with not just one, but both of their cars. We got Ross Chastain on the Front Stretch podcast this week, and he said that his mindset is basically just go out every single week. Don't focus on necessarily having to win, but just try to get the max amount of points that you can. Because a couple weeks ago, he was over 100 out, didn't think it was possible. Now he's under 70 points out. Still doesn't really think it's possible, but it could happen. So I think Kurt Busch is probably going to be safe getting in. But I also predicted on a different show that Bubba Wallace was going to win the Daytona finale and make it into the playoffs, and that would throw a wrench into everything. So I don't know. Get back to me in 6 months on Atlanta, and get back to me in about 2 months on the playoffs.
Well, Daytona being the season finale is something that I've always predicted is going to throw a wrench into things some way, somehow. It's Daytona. It's the midsummer. So who knows what chaos the season finale will bring. But the final thing we do, of course, every week before the weekend is we make our predictions. So you're the guest, Mr. Siegel. So you go first. And who you got winning at Atlanta this weekend?
Short and sweet. Two words. Young money. Kyle Larson.
Well, I cannot disagree with that. I think we'll see him avenge, if that word is applicable, his loss to Ryan Blaney.
We're really going out on a limb here today, Adam.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Larson's really a dark horse when it comes to these tracks, especially when he finished second at. I don't think anyone's got him winning this weekend.
No way. No way, no how.
Well, if you want more from Mr. Davey Siegel, follow him on Twitter at Davey Center, me at Adam N. Cheek, and also follow at Front Stretch for all the latest racing news, articles, and more, as well as for our staffers live tweeting the action all weekend long. For Davey, I'm Adam Cheek, and as Brian says, stay healthy, stay safe, and please get a vaccine. We'll talk to you Sunday evening after Atlanta.